Next question is Mary Ann Smith, 12-11-54. This is a 70-year-old, very debilitated white woman who's very confused. She suffers from hypertension, hypothyroidism, anxiety, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia. Patient is single. She doesn't know if she has any kids. She can't really give me any history. The folks at the group home state that patient was moved there about a week or two ago. She's a smoker. She doesn't drink alcohol. Apparently, she's never been married. What they have noticed is frequent falls. She's very confused, not only oriented to a person, and sometimes it's not oriented to a person at all. She has a blank stare that and is now becoming much, much weaker over in the past 2 weeks. She's now becoming bowel and bladder incontinent. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight, at least 10 pounds in the past 2 weeks. She's total ADL dependent. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, which causes the patient to get short of breath with taking one or two steps and appears quite debilitated. Her medications, allergen and drug allergy. Medication includes Synthroid 100 microgram once a day, Seroquel 50 milligram a day, Xarelto 10 milligram a day, Crestor 10 milligram a day, Xarelto 15 milligram a day, Metoprolol Tartrate 25 milligram, half a tablet BID. An exam for O2-SAT is 99%. Heart rate is 68, irregular. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Heart positive, swollen positive, is still irregular. Lungs, clear abdomen, severe weight loss noted with scaphoid abdomen, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting, and weight loss noted. Neurological non-focal. Assessment, very confused. 70-year-old woman with worsening dementia, now with weight loss, frequent falls, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, and significant weight loss with protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient suffers from end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Meets the criteria for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, given her changes in the past 2 to 4 weeks period, expected to do poorly. Somewhere put in their family history, she doesn't know what mom and dad passed away with. Under social put down, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Her group home caretaker, and no one knows what she used to do. She can't tell me what she used to do in the past. So that's Mary Ann Smith. Thank you.